Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today from different social platforms and also on the radio and different places. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're here at giving this message on Favor Life, the process of their understanding and knowing that when God chooses a person, an individual, a family, a nation for his glory, he's going to get the glory out of them. He's going to cause them to move in the direction of his will, and he's going to cause them to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. And he's going to also stretch them. He's going to allow that their place to be the place of their making, the place of their process, that when you see like Abraham, you're able to see in the spirit the things that God has prepared, the things that God has said, the things that God is going to do, and you see them in the spirit before you they're manifested in time, and you're able to have the faith to walk through that process and hold on to the word of God and know that he is faithful to do everything he promises. The word also lets us know in the New Testament that if we have the faith of Abraham, and that means believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him as Lord and Savior, then we're going to receive every promise of Abraham, including being in the family of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so this promise and this their place is our making and our shaping, but it's also the place where we are tried and we're stretched and we birth out and we walk into the promises of God. Today I'm going to talk to you briefly in this time that we have about vision and dreams. This is a season when God is doing some wonderful things. He is causing his word to find us. And the same way that we've experienced hardships and loss and pain and hard times and uncertainties in the last few years, God is now causing there to be a season where there's going to be recovery and restoration. And there's going to be a place and time where we're going to see him fulfill his will and his word for our life. But it's also a time where we're pressing in to know God, to know his mind, to know his heart and his will. I know that at the ministry we are saying for this year that God has given is to be intentional in our prayers, intentional in getting in his presence, intentional in getting in the word, intentional in knowing what he's saying to us in this season so that there can be an intentional manifestation. An intentional manifestation of his blessings, of his release, of his recovery, of his wisdom, of his knowledge, of his increase, of his enlargement, of his new territory that he's allowing many of us to walk into. God is doing something where he's allowing even people's gifts to make room for them. But he's also doing some great things in the spirit. He's doing some things in the spirit that we might know him more and that we might see him and understand him. And he's causing those who's given the gift of prophecy or even dreams to now begin to dream more. But it's not just dreams that are irrelevant or dreams that are just dreams about anything or everything. These are dreams about direction. These are dreams about what we have to build or what we have to do, about where we're going, and they're prophetic. And he gave me Joel 2:28, and it says here, then after all doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. And this right here is speaking about the Holy Spirit, and it's talking to us about no longer will it just be Jews, but it will be the Gentiles and the Jews that receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so I'm setting the background so you can understand what's going on. And it says your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Okay, so it's talking to us about what God is saying that he's going to do. When you look at these scriptures prior to this, or look at the scripture prior to this one, and you see what God is saying, he talks and he speaks about prosperity and restoration. He talks about what he's going to do. He talks about the season of judgment and the season of famine and things that happened and occurred. And then he talks about the land, and he talks about how he's going to cause the land to start to produce, and production and greenery. And this means that prosperity, when God starts to, when you start seeing the fruit that's going to begin to grow, and the things that are going to begin to grow in the ground, that means God's now blessing the ground and causing prosperity. And I believe that God is speaking, and he's allowing us to understand that he's getting ready to do something in the ground of his people and the lives of his people. And there is going to be prosperity. There's going to be blessings. There's going to be recovery. But God also wants to enlarge or to do something in us when it comes to the spirit. He wants us to be able to grab his word and his will, and to know him like never before, to follow him and obey him and to love him, to get his instructions and his strategies, and to move on what he's saying, to be in the spirit, to have the mind of the spirit, and know what he's telling us about this season and what we're to do to prepare in this season and the process of this season, so that the victory of this season is more than what you think, that it takes us into large places. It takes our feet into large rooms. It causes our gifts to make room for us. It causes the ministry and the things that he's had prepared for us to now be expanded beyond the places that we know. That even the things that he's going to allow us to walk into and possess will be that which is massive, but we won't lose it. The thief won't come in and steal this. We will be able to go in and still see the goodness of the Lord. But in the process of us getting and receiving blessings, God is going to cause there to be a thirst for him. That's why we have to be intentional, because we want our focus and our direction to be on what God is saying. And we don't want anything to sit on the throne of our heart more than our God and his word and his will. We want that to be the thing that says, okay, Lord, we're striving and we're pressing in you. And we want to know what you're saying. So give us, make known to us your will. Make known to us your voice. If you do it through dreams or through visions, God, we want to know it. If you do it through your scriptures, through your words, we want to know it. If it's through a rhema word, we want to know it. If it's through the preached word, we want to know it. If it's being in your presence and you talking to us, God, we want to know what you're saying, what you're doing. Make known to us your moves. Make known to us what you're going to do. Don't allow us to wander and try to figure it out, because he's not that kind of God. His word even lets us understand and know that if our earthly fathers know how to give us good gifts, he knows how to give us more, because if we ask for bread, he's not going to give us a stone or a snake. So when we're asking for God to teach us and show us and lead us in the direction that we should go, but also let us know the moves. Give us your mind and your heart. Explain to us, and then lead us in the place that we should go, so that we can prosper in the area, in the place that you're telling us, whether it's in the spirit, whether it's naturally, whether it's in certain areas of our lives, so that we are not in the place where the enemy is stealing from us and we're walking blindly. Because it is the Father's goodwill for us to know his mind and know his heart and know his will. But if we constantly, consistently turn off the Holy Spirit, don't listen to the Holy Spirit, then we're going to stumble around. But when we get into the presence of God and we begin to be led by the Spirit of God, we're going to see and know what God is saying. Many of us, we're getting ready to start dreaming again. And that means, dreaming means he's giving you something so that you can prepare and for whatever it is he's getting ready to do and build for the future. If it's a vision, God is giving you something prophetic, and he's telling you something prophetically that he's speaking, that he's showing you in a vision that he wants you to know, and he's getting ready to do, and he wants you to understand it, because he wants you to understand how he's moving and the direction he's moving and what he's going to do in your life. So when we begin to really partake in this scripture and allow ourselves to be opened up to receive what God is saying, we're going to see ourselves dreaming. We're going to see ourselves having vision. You're going to see the Holy Spirit begin to talk to you and lead you and guide you, to give you strategies, to give you understanding, to give you wisdom, to give you instructions for not only your now, but for your future, that you'll be prepared. and you'll be prepared with your storehouses in the direction that you should go with that business that God has given to you or you're working in. You'll be able to lead the way that God is telling you and have good success and cause enlargement and be prepared for whatever will happen in the future, because God will already give you strategies that is preparing you and propelling you to that place. Your dreams are for you to prepare and to build, to be prepared for what God is getting ready to do. And many times what happens is we get stuck with the change. And God doesn't want us to get stuck with the change. He wants us to know what he's saying to us. He wants us to understand what he's saying. And he wants us to follow in the direction of his will, that we do not get lost like the world and not understand our God and the directions. He wants us to be able to prepare. Joseph was able to prepare what God gave Pharaoh. He was able to take what God had given him and prepare for the future. Pharaoh was the one who had the dream. God allowed him to have the dream because he was getting ready to do something. But he gave the interpretation to Joseph. And Joseph was able to prepare so that they will have the 7 years of great plenty and then the 7 years of great famine. And you have to understand, when God moves and he begins to bless, it also awakens things that try to come after us. It awakens things in the spirit world that the enemy does not want, and he tries to retaliate. And that retaliation sometimes is one that affects across the board. And God will sometimes allow that because it is the trying of our faith. It's our making. It's our shaping. It gets people's attention. It draws them back to God. It causes them to understand the goodness of the Lord, the faithfulness of the Lord, and who and how he wants to move through and how he wants to cause prosperity and his goodness to be shown. When we allow God to teach us and shape us in this season that God is doing great things, you are getting prepared not only for your now, but for your future. He's processing you. He's making you. He's shaping you. But he's also giving you the recovery and the restoration and the enlargement of what he says, so that you can go in and possess all that he says in this season for his glory. He wants to make, and I keep hearing the Holy Spirit say, I want to make people's gift, make room for them. And sometimes we think that is just spiritually, but sometimes God is saying he wants to use your gifting, your talents, your abilities, your creativities, your wisdom, your knowledge, your influence in a place where those who don't know God will be able to see his actions, his deeds, his anointing through you. And by that, they'll be able to know your God and reverence him and give him praise. This is what happened with Joseph. This is what happened with many of the apostles and people of old. They were able to give wisdom and show and display God in such a way that those who were listening and those who were around him began to stand in awe and even say, because of what I've seen, because of what your God has done, I now am going to reverence or serve your God. In this season, how many people God is going to use and put in your life to for you to be a blessing to them with your gifts and your talents, with your wisdom, with your knowledge, with the things that God has grown you in and had prepared you for, and even is preparing you more in the spirit for what is coming next. Let God give you dreams and vision. Let God's blessing and prosperity be there to overtake you, but also allow your spiritual grow further, to grow more, to be more intense, that you will intentionally go into the presence of God to gain him. He's going to be faithful and blessed. He's going to be faithful and reward. He's going to be faithful and cause a recovery. He's going to be faithful and do all these things, but more intently in the spirit for the spiritual things, so that when we're going through these things, we're getting these things, or he's allowing us to move in certain areas of our life and platforms we've never been in before, we don't allow that to take precedence over our God and his faithfulness. We will still serve him and love him and move in what he's saying, that as he shows us and warns us and tells us and prepares us, we will move in all that he says, knowing that he is faithful He will do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. Know that you're more than a conqueror, that you're blessed, and God has something great in store for you in Jesus' name.